Welcome to the Neurosonics Personal Enhancement Series. This episode is devoted to building a new state of wanton motivation and determination that itself is not built upon any kind of anxiety or stress or worry. It's a new form of determined relaxation, a kind of resolve that has tenacity. And this tenacious resolve that we want to build for you will allow you to do new things in a new way. It'll allow you to get things done in comfort, in a way where, when there is difficulty, overcoming it will be a challenge that's fun. Where you can look forward at new success and new hopes with determined conviction in such a way that you'll find yourself being kinder and nicer, that you'll find yourself filling yourself up with activities in a way where they fit together and get done with tenacious resolve. So, sit back, close your eyes, and just relax and learn. Really learn something new about building new feelings that stay with you usefully. Now, it is the most common approach to life to wait until the last moment to get things done, to respond to the unexpected problems and difficulties in life by feeling stress. Now, we don't really need, because we've found that the most successful entrepreneurs, businessmen, communicators, that the geniuses that work in life, in physics, and in business, even in sales and all high-powered positions, respond to stress in a totally different way than most of the average people in the world. They've learned for themselves a state I call tenacious resolve. That is the ability, with determined conviction, with focused attention, to be able to get done what needs to be done pleasantly. Not by accessing wanton amounts of adrenaline and pushing themselves into early illness, but they have for themselves something so much more enjoyable. They have an unconscious process that takes what would be difficulty and simply melts it away and focuses all the energy of that human being into finding new futures and behaviors and acting upon them in a compelled and determined fashion, keeping their eye on what makes them feel good and what gets it done, and gets it done quickly. You see, there's so many activities in life that we don't enjoy that we have to do. And we can either make ourselves enjoy them, we can look at life's challenges as the opportunity to go through doorways to new realities, to find greater love, greater wealth, new ways to cope with our children. All the things that we face in life become opportunities that we can face with tenacious resolve. Because if we want to grasp our hopes and grasp our dreams, we need to learn to build new feelings. Feelings that add to life the kinds of peace, tranquility, and comfort, but still allow us compelled and acting behavior. Something that has a smile attached to us. Something that when the unexpected problems emerge, for example, now I want you to look into your past, find something maybe 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, maybe 2, 3, or 4 years ago. And as you look at each of those, look at ones where you had anxiety, where you had stress in your life that you don't need in your future. Look at them, make them big and bright, and notice their location. That's right. But don't go into the stress, because you don't want to have to live there anymore. Now, then I want you to go and find a lovely memory. Let the others fade away into your past further. And go and find for yourself a pleasant memory. One you can really, really enjoy. Something with comfort. A time where you had not a care in the world. Perhaps you were floating on a boat on a lake, drifting, drifting. Perhaps you were staring at a sunset, or maybe just laying in your own bed, drifting off to sleep. Find any memory, and I want you to let that memory come and be full life size. Then let it surround you, because we're going to build for you a shield from anxiety and stress. And surround you with that good feeling. And let it go 360 degrees. Life size. Hear what you heard when you were there. And let the feelings begin to swell up. And that's right. Just feel good. Double it. Again. And then let it move out a little bit. And I want you now to let one of those memories from your past suddenly, as this shield, I want you to turn the content out of it and leave a clear glass. The feelings will stay there of comfort and relaxation, but the content of your memory will fade and you can look straight through it. Now as you look out, I want you to look at those past memories. Sitting out there, the things that bothered you, and I want you to have one of them fly straight up towards you and just splatter on that glass, and then watch it drip away. Melt, because you're protected by your ability to unconsciously learn, really learn, to maintain a sense of comfort in lieu of the fact that things are always going to happen in this world. It doesn't help to go into a state of unpleasantness out of control when you have the ability to shield yourself and to realize that the most resolved and active decisions come from when you're in the state where you can build for yourself the resources it will take to deal with things in a determined fashion. Using all the positive resources you ever had and building new feelings that will allow you to cope in new ways with new understandings. Now, your mind has learned many things. When you first saw the alphabet, it was just letters, scribbles. It didn't have meaning. And as you learned to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You did not realize then, as you do now, that it would become the foundation of a whole new set of learnings. You didn't realize you'd be able to read an infinite number of books, that you would be able to write letters that said almost anything you wanted, that those little building blocks called letters could make words, could even make up new words that hadn't been. See, when you were young also, you were learning to have feelings. Now, some of those feelings were so nice, were warm and comfortable. Some were scary.
Oh, way back.
Some were lonely, and some felt close. But as you learned each of those feelings, as you learned to be determined, as you learned to want things, as you learned to want new things, learning to want and learning to hope, all were building a foundation where you could build for yourself more and more, seriously, sumptuously, sophisticated feelings that you could use for the rest of your life. Your ability to feel happy, your ability to enjoy a game. You see, stress is when people suffer from one of what I consider to be the five major difficulties humans have. See, one of the problems that I find that people have is that they hesitate much too much. I always say, he who hesitates waits and waits and waits and waits and waits. Now, the other thing that I find gets in people's way is rather than seriously acting, they just act seriously. And when you take any kind of any sort of a decision you make about what needs to be done and just act seriously rather than get it done, these are the very times where you don't succeed the way you'd like to. Now sit back for a moment. I want you to consider sometime and some place where perhaps you haven't gotten done, you haven't completed. And I want you to pick 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4 examples. And I want you to keep that shield around you and look at those things that you really desire. But don't let your feelings let you get seriously. Because we're going to sprinkle something right down the top of your shield. I want you to go and look up, straight up. And I want you to find for yourself a memory of a time where you had the most strongest sense of humor you've ever had. A time where you looked at something and maybe you even started to laugh. Something with a giggle attached to it.
Come on.
And I want you to let that big, bright picture come closer and expand and get bigger and bigger until you find some of that sense of humor that makes for great human beings. Every great mind I've ever met has had a fabulous sense of humor about what appeared to be the most serious things in the world. And I want you to pull it bigger and brighter, and then I want you to zoom in on it and have it strike you right in the face. And when it does, I want you to let that sense of humor fill out your shield with something that everybody needs, called a little perspective. Now turn and look back at those 5 problems. And as you do, I want you to take each of them and move it right into where you got that sense of humor from. And as you do so, take a deep breath and smile and just float down into comfort and into a state where you resolve to do something about completing each of the things you haven't gotten done yet. With a smile on your face, with comfort around you. Because you're going to learn a new feeling where this is what's done. Now let all of that fade. And as it does so, just float in comfort. Let your mind wander. And for a few minutes, I want you to just drift with the sounds you're about to hear. And consider from this point of view what you would do about them. That's right, and just enjoy it. And float a little bit deeper into new solutions. That's right. want you to be able to do with a growing sense of comfort
and relaxation
is to really totally step inside your feelings of relaxation. We're going to get your consciousness now to help you to utilize those unconscious processes to be activated to build for you new immediate responses to old and new situations now as you continue to relax more with each and every breath. Deeper still, all the way down. Let the yourself begin to seek a new conviction, coalescing, focusing, growing, spreading, firmly. That's right.
That is right.
Now,
that's so
twice
right.
As deep
now,
and twice as deep like still. Learning
in your
building a new foundation,
which is growing
foundation now,
you
where you
can and will realize that.
Seal memories of times,
when
places,
you
flowing into that conviction,
building
a new
reality,
comfortable state.
Time, you
and I want you to see
will
a little dot right in the middle of
problems.
As that dot begins to spread,
see choices
in the middle of conviction,
earnest,
you'll see yourself
mind,
being able
mind,
to be determined.
So.
And realize
can't get
the
in your way
you feel comfortable.
It's like melting.
The healthier
you
the happier
you, healthier,
and the more successful you'll always be.
So strong.
For years now,
now,
you have heard that. It is
it
the
is,
case.
It is
that reduction of stress
care.
Allows people to heal themselves.
Unconsciously.
That the whole process of health is amplified by comfort and by pleasure and by humor.
Now
inside of your conviction, drifting down, down, deeper, and deeper still into what it is you're about. To learn,
really
learn it. Let it grow stronger, and feel that conviction becoming a part and a part of you. An utter clarity.
With growing satisfaction.
It's so obvious how good life can be. And then pull it up and look into your future. I want you to see yourself dealing with things in a new way. I want you to feel a tingling, and I want you to reach out and pull it inside. Let it spread all through your body, and look out into your own future, and see what would have been a problem. Maybe just something as simple and comfortable and relaxing as realizing that when you see yourself out, driving in a freeway where you would have been in stress, now you have time for yourself to feel comfortable, to let your mind wander and come up with creative, exciting solutions to difficulties that you will feel compelled
to.
Because some of you feel compelled about something, but all of us have something that we feel compelled to do. Now, mostly we don't think of a compulsion as being enjoyable. But if you really stop and think, there's a few enjoyable things that you're compelled to do, given the opportunity. And if you let one of those come into your mind now, and step inside of it and throw it right into your conviction, turn and look back at those problems before. The four you thought about, the things you haven't gotten done. And when you look at them through the eye of humor, with deep conviction, I'm gonna get this stuff done right now. Then I want you to it won't be stuff. It'll be something worth doing. Because you see, it's not what words you use to create feelings. It's how you build your own feelings, your own understandings, and then turn around and with a calm sense of ferociousness, just get them done. Light the engines. Fire them up. We're gonna look in the future and see it as a new way. Pick something out of those four that you haven't finished yet and turn around with a new eye. And decide when you're gonna do it.
Now.
And how you're gonna get it done.
Right.
Feel yourself drawn towards the pleasure of knowing that you can do it. And you can do it well. Realize that if you do it in comfort, you'll always be better off. You will always be happier. And you will always feel better about yourself. Which brings us to the next thing. Tenacious resolve itself is built on liking the way you do things. So, we're going to add one more simple technique to it. Stop now, because people always say to me, Richard, I just haven't got enough time. Well, let's make some. Now, I know many of you have had the experience of waiting in line, and it seemed like you were waiting for hours when only minutes went by. But yet, when you were doing something that was a lot of fun, it just went zoom, and it went by. Now, look at one of those memories. Think about a time where you did one versus where you did the other. Notice the image is a different size, different shape, and a different location in your mind. And the voice that you talk to yourself about, well, they're different too. And therefore, it feels real. Look where one is, waiting in line. Look where the other is. Now, when you pick one of those four things, where are you going to put it? How are you going to use it? You want to get it done quick? Comfortable,
make it quick,
and you put it inside that place in your mind and pump it right out into the future, and you will pleasantly get it done. Because your unconscious wants you to learn really and take this foundation out. When you align your conscious desires with your unconscious resources, it couldn't be more easy.
You will.
Now sit back in your mind right now.
All the way back.
And take another one of those four and turn right out there and look in your future. Put it in that pleasant, quick time. Move it out there. Feel drawn towards it. And with deep conviction, see how you're going to get it done quick. Now. Listen to the music and enjoy the process of seeing yourself succeed. And remember, if it's all in your mind, it's all under your control. Start to do it.
Automatically and immediately.
Doesn't need to be teeth gritting. It can be done with a smooth smile where you just look out and realize getting it done is the hardest part. Because it's over and you can feel so much better about yourself. As you begin to complete things, the things that you want to get done, need to get done.
The more you get done, the better you feel.
Sometimes people tell me they have low self-image, that they don't do things right. And I always tell them, maybe that is a good reason to feel bad about yourself. or a better reason to smile and be glad you noticed and turn to the future and say, here I go. Because if you stop and think of a good decision you've made in your life, notice where it is in your mind.
Over there.
And think of a bad one.
Over there.
They're real different.
Different place. Different
distance. Which one are you making now about how to solve this problem? About how to get this done? About what the first step is? If you've got a difference in your mind between what was a good decision you made and what was a bad one, does it have a different location? Is it a different size, different brightness, different color? Is it a different voice, one coming from the right or the left or the front or the back? Which one are you using? And when you make these decisions, notice which one of those two slots they fall into. And if it falls into the bad one, pick a new one. Because it's time to begin to let your conscious now automatically let anything that falls into the bad decision slot drop out of your life. And base your behaviors, because if it's a good session, a good decision, then I want you to begin to feel a rumbling inside you.
Letting yourself know you can and will learn.
You turn and look towards your future and realize that it's only by acting and your unconscious really putting you into activity that you'll ever be happy about yourself. Because you know all the things you did in the past that you didn't finish, well, you know it no longer matters. Benefit. Look into your future with conviction and pick another one of those four. Throw it through your new conviction and feel the resolve. Feel your body, the strength. And look at how you're going to deal with it in the future with a smile. And notice whether it falls into a good decision or falls out of a bad one, and then just make another, and another, and another, until you find ways to compel yourself, because I want your unconscious to begin every day to light that pleasant motor that makes you drawn towards. Just as you look for what felt the best in your body, I'll point out to you, if you're looking for what can go wrong, you're going to find it. But if you're looking for what will work pleasantly, you're going to live it now. Remember to do it.
Do it every.
Feel how much fun it is going to be. To know that you're acting in your own best interest, and your unconscious now is going to do the same. The pleasantness that you can have, because as you feel now, a tenacious resolve, a pleasant, happy, wonderful, gentle feeling as you engage in getting done those things. Because I want you to feel towards the decision you made about what the step was. A huge rubber band at each corner of it, attached to you, pulling you towards it. And the closer you get, the better I want you to feel. Move a little closer towards it. Just physically in your mind, and it'll double the pleasure. The closer you are to getting things done, the more better it feels. And your unconscious knows how to make you feel twice as good.
Better.
Twice it comes.
Even twice as much more.
Just enjoy it and realize the closer you get, the better it feels. The sooner you get it done, oh, you It feels so good. Now in your mind, stop and think about your relationship, your job, your work, and your play. And I want you to take an example of each and float in your mind and feel how different it is to being drawn. And the closer you get to even thinking through these things and doing any part of it, it's going to multiply your good feelings times two, times four, or multiply it even more. Think about it for a minute. Now do it and enjoy it. There you go. A way of moving towards pleasure. Instead of avoiding what could be wrong and running into it, instead of putting off to tomorrow what you can indulge in today, all the things in your life which may have been mundane or difficult, now when you think about them, they're not going to be able to create in you anything but the opportunity and challenge to build a better life. A life you can enjoy so much. Because I want you to know you have now the foundation of learning and understanding, so each day you'll build more tenacious resolve. And your unconscious will each night while you sleep and dream run through the course of the day to find places which you can build more tenacious resolve while you sleep. That's right. So that while you dream and sleep, your dreams will build plans and a mechanism to compel you with sumptuous desire to be successful,
to be successful
at what you're doing now. Realize, really realize, that as you begin to come out of this state, you're going to find that the moment you burst forth and open your eyes, you're going to feel untold vigor and an untold conviction to get something done, something of importance. And I want your conscious processes, they know how to compel you to do simple things, difficult things, to be your ally in this process, so that your whole neurology, your whole being, bursts forth with new sense of direction and a new sense of commitment to be successful, happy, wealthy, cheerful, kind, and getting things done. In this world, there are people who are doers, people who are waiters. Now, if you want to hesitate...
Boring.
I don't think so. I think you'd rather get up.
Remember to
slowly open your eyes and stretch your arms.
Will help.
Take a breath and feel your body filled with power, zest, and vigor. There's so many challenges. They're like food for life. And as you eye your own future with a growing sense of comfort, I want you with the eye of a tiger to just realize you've now built a tenacious resolve. That's right. Now returning back to the state we call fully conscious, maybe you'll be even a little more conscious of how to get the things done you need to. How to let problems and fears and worry not penetrate your shield, but melt away into your past. And how to make sure that stress doesn't touch you. Instead of looking at your stress, you'll find out where you feel the best and let the rest fade away into your past. Because now you're ready to build not just this new feeling, but any feeling you might need for yourself in the future. The dynamic future that constitutes a growing sense of well-being. That's right. Something powerful, something dynamic, and something most of all exciting. Something that works. Because we want for you to have the opportunity to reach out and grasp life in the most exciting form, taking full advantage of every opportunity and not missing any single point. Now. This is RB in DC saying goodbye for now. Go out and get some stuff done and enjoy it. Make sure the things worth doing are good decisions. You've got a brain, use it to the fullest of its capability and enjoy it now.